This is Unexpected with Hannah Love. In this podcast, you will gain a new perspective of how God loves you enough to call you to things that you couldn't have imagined for yourself. I feel like culture today fixates on the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. It's the thing that makes a headline, something tragic or sometimes something that feels good. Rarely are we given the whole of it. It's polarizing, really, when you don't see the whole picture. It's a trap that grabs your attention and brands our thoughts with the narrative, good or bad. I would even hazard to say it's not much different from the versions of Jesus that the world proclaims. Over the last few months, I keep considering the picture of the lion and the lamb. Scripture is full of references to both. Jesus, of course, is both. His nature is complex, intricate, and deeper than human minds can comprehend. I guess I'll back up a little and share what led me to this train of thought. Asher is in the first grade now, and even though he's been reading since he was four, we are now well on our way into chapter books. So I've been looking for chapter books that are age appropriate. And even though he can read to himself, he loves to be read to. And it brings me joy to do it. I remember my own mom reading Little House on the Prairie books to me. I would beg her for one more chapter and listen attentively as pictures filled my mind from the words flowing from the easy cadence of mom's voice. My selfish hope is that Asher will remember this sweet time together and, like myself, he'll smile back on it with fondness. Anyway, we have started reading a little series called The Magic Treehouse. Each book picks up in the same treehouse with a brother and sister pair who open books and they are sent on adventures to the places found within the pages. Depending on the book they are opening, some of the adventures send the kids back in time, transported to historic events and immersed totally in that culture. It forces a new perspective. This is what got me thinking about the days of Jesus. Despite being depicted in countless movies and cartoons and shows, we forget. He was an actual person in history with real stories and encounters. These are canonized forever in what we now call the Bible. But here's the thing. The Jesus that people knew and experienced in Bible times is different than how we perceive him today. And to be fair, those people really only had half the story. The Jesus that we so often hear about today is the gentle lamb. He is mercy and peace and grace and love. All of this is true, but this is not the whole story. And this is not what the people of Jesus' time were expecting. It's actually fascinating to me because the people of Jesus' time were actually expecting him to come as a conqueror, a reigning king, a roaring lion. The Jewish people had the word written on their hearts, and their entire culture revolved around the word, which was the Torah, and that is really today the first five books of our Old Testament, along with what they call the prophets, and these are also books that are in our Old Testament, like Joshua, Judges, Samuel, Kings, and so on, as well as what they call the writings, which consisted of more of Old Testament books. So keeping all of this in mind, you have to understand that the people were deeply familiar with all of the Old Testament prophecies about the coming Messiah. There was no New Testament. This is where Jesus comes in. Now, at the time, there is only what we know as the Old Testament, and in fact, the life and death of Jesus ushers in what we now call the New Testament. It was even prophesied in Jeremiah 31:31. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. And this prophecy was fulfilled with the death and resurrection of Jesus. the New Testament even makes it clear in Matthew 26:28, saying, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." When you think of it in this way, about how the culture of the day was familiar with prophecies, but they weren't really given the revelation of the true purpose of the Messiah, it makes sense. It makes sense that they missed it. They were expecting the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Genesis 49:10 prophesied, "The scepter will not depart from Judah or the ruler's staff from between his feet until he who it all belongs shall come, and the obedience of the nations shall be his." So right from the start, we get a picture of the Messiah who comes to reign. And later in 2 Samuel 7:12-13, we see, it says, "When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, your own flesh and blood, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." This is the image that they had of the great warrior king who would come and conquer and reign over all. What they weren't expecting, however, was the humble life of a lamb, the one who is without blemish, the one who lived to die. The life laid down, the sacrifice. They expected a lion when he first came, but indeed, he came as the lamb. And I feel like today's culture has it totally flip-flopped. Today's culture, and I hate to say it, but sometimes even today's churches prefer to talk about the lamb version of Christ. And it's true, it is part of his character and nature. But guys, there's a whole other piece. It's the part the Jews were looking for thousands of years ago. And indeed, when Jesus returns, it will be as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He will come with eyes of fire and feet of bronze. He will come with a double-edged sword meant to correct us as well as bless us. And I'm afraid that is where we are missing it. Just as many of them missed it 2,000 years ago, we have made the mistake of expecting a tolerant, accepting, and meek Lord who loves but never corrects. The fact is, Jesus the Messiah will return for his bride. He will return to cleanse the earth and make it new. He will return to reign. He won't be returning to affirm how we feel about truth and morality. Those things have already been defined. He will be returning to establish his kingdom in the manner God always intended. It will be restored, redeemed, and made perfect. Today, I want to share this reminder and encouragement. As Easter weekend is wrapping up and we step into a new week and we begin looking towards new things, the next thing, let us go into it with the understanding that Jesus is coming back as the Lion. He already came as the Lamb. His life and death met every promise and will meet the ones left unfulfilled upon his return. Guys, don't make the mistake of thinking that he loves us and tolerates all that we feel like doing. Sin separates us from God, and Jesus will return to destroy that which separates us from the Father. Don't live in fear of this, but instead understand we serve a God who loves us enough to correct us and rebuke us, one who loves us enough to convict and purify the things in us that keep us from deeper intimacy. Let's not be like the people of biblical times who missed it. Let's seek God for who he is in the whole picture. Lion and lamb, sacrifice and savior, servant king who laid it down for us to return again and restore what Satan stole. Rejoice as we continue ahead, knowing the battle is won and we have only to be ready for his return. I love you guys, and I hope that you have a great week. Thank you so much for listening today. If this episode has encouraged you, please feel free to share the show with your family and friends. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world today, and my hope is that this show is a candle in the dark.